Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast. Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on. Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
I wish this was our Facebook Live, because it is. This show could be renamed Pat and Dumpster Fire in the morning. If this was video, you would see your green screen isn't quite working well, so it looks like you're wearing a glitter vest. And then every once in a while, your face transitions into almost like a Terminator 2 sort of part of your skin's gone look. And then you're sweaty and fevery and coffee. And every once in a while, your head disappears because you're laying it on your hand. A little under the weather.
All those things. I mean, it's just all that stuff. And I feel like I need to. Today's menu of symptoms includes a nice dose of sore throat and temporary. You just get a dash of scratchy cough every once in a while sprinkled in and fever, and that the fever just whoop struck again just a few minutes ago. And I was like, holy smoke. And I took my temperature. Yep. Got a fever. I've had it for the last 3 days. I swear to God. But I haven't left my house since Monday. And I really feel like I need to open the windows and air the place out. I mean, I'm thinking I'm just reinfecting myself. But I've been outside a couple times, like with the dogs, and breathing deep some fresh air, which I think does help. I mean, I literally this morning I woke up feeling good, and then my throat was killing me. My throat hurt and I couldn't talk. But now it's coming back. It's coming back.
Thank God. So you won't keep me down. For everybody.
I'll stop me from talking.
Thank God for everyone that it's coming back.
Right?
It's coming back.
You lucky suckers. You lucky suckers. it's been just a roller coaster of
Going around. There's some other people around the office that are either just on the other side of it or just starting it. So I stay in my office, door shut. Don't talk to people. Don't want your germies.
Come out.
Do not want your germies.
So and the way I understand it is if you have a fever, you shouldn't be going places. Number one, right? That's the one thing. I'm supposed to go to the dentist today, so I got to call them as soon as we get done because I'm thinking they probably don't want to dig around in my mouth.
Yeah, and
today.
Your hot fever mouth.
Hot fever mouth. Yeah. There you go.
Nobody.
That's a descriptor.
There's the name. Hot fever mouth is the name of our hot fever mouth. That's our
title
for today. I'm excited tomorrow. The 18th of November is Bennett's birthday. Tonight is the 17th, of course, and we're going to see Bert Kreischer. So today, Beth's like, you need to wake up. When you wake up, you need to wish Bennett happy birthday today. And it was like low-hanging fruit. Didn't even see it coming, and it's hilarious. So
no.
I'm pumped that we're going to go. I'm pumped that we're going to go have a father-son comedy night tonight.
Oh my God.
Super excited about that.
How awesome will that be?
Yeah.
Are you going to go hit a dinner beforehand? Or are you going to go do drinks afterwards? Or
No, definitely no drinks.
Or is he just going to basically say, get me there, get me home?
Yeah.
Or
definitely no drinks afterwards.
But he's not old enough yet.
One more year, for the love of God, one more year. And then then it's going to break loose. I have a feeling, but yeah, we'll do dinner. May go to HVC depending on time. May grab something downtown. We have no idea. So plan is he's just going to be at the house at 5 o'clock and we're just going to head out and on his birthday.
Oh my God. That's awesome. Good deal.
Super fun.
So, all right. So, okay. In my fevered state, I don't bring a lot to the table except for the one story that just made me smile and made me giggle. I've never been a fan ooh, I love Nick Cannon. I never would have said that. I mean, he doesn't bother me. I'm like, oh, good. Isn't it? Whatever. You know, if he's on the show or whatever, he's funny. He's engaging. Obviously, he's got 19 baby mamas. He must have something going for him. And they all get along somehow. He just announced the birth of, I think it was baby 11, was who just showed up. And Abby is the mom's name. And they have two other. That's the one that has Zion and Zillion. Zillionaire, remember?
I remember.
The twin sons, so Zion and Zillion. So this one's name is Beautiful Zeppelin.
Beautiful Zeppelin or just Zeppelin and Zeppelin's
beautiful? Beautiful Zeppelin.
Okay. Yeah, hey, whatever.
That is,
you know, I think they all get along so well is because he's upfront with it. Everybody knows what they're getting when they get into the situation. It's like, hey, this is the deal. You know, he's not sneaking around. He's not throwing foals all over the country. Everybody knows Everybody knows. Yeah, everybody knows what he is, and he's upfront, and he likes it. He's paying his child support. He's like, whatever. I just want a lot of kids with a lot of different baby mamas, and they're good.
I think, and I'm wondering is, yeah, one isn't fast enough. One mama's not fast enough to grow the team. So I think he had four this year.
What do you call that when you sing a song in the round? He's having a family in the round. Like, it's so like every
row,
month.
Row your boat. Row.
Yeah. So yeah, like nurseries that have trees, like you start trees growing every month. So every month you have trees to pick or whatever.
Exactly. Right. So he's constantly going to have this. I don't know how long he's going to continue this. I mean, who knows, but he's got 12 on the way. Number 12 is on the way already. And we just don't know if there's more already in the oven or not.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking is really, I'm waiting for the TV show because seriously, I mean, this is Big Love come to life, kind of, or is it more like sister? It's not sister wives.
I don't think they're not.
Because they don't live in the same house.
Yeah. In Big Love, they lived in different houses, but same compound. So, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of that, but not the sister wives thingy.
I wonder if he's intentional because he's not marrying them. Is he married to anybody?
I don't think he is.
Let me see if he is here real quick.
Yeah, I don't think he is
either. I think Nick Cannon spouse. Oh yeah. He was married to Mariah till 16 and nobody, he hasn't hooked up with anybody since. His baby, his what's the word I'm looking for? Child support is like $3 million a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's paying it. I mean, he's up to date on, and all of them seem to be really happy.
Whatever.
I think for them, it's probably a really cool situation because they have their own home with their kids and he's not around all the time.
I mean, that sounds like a perfect scenario for a lot of ladies.
Wasn't that yours?
In order to be dateable, yeah. They have to be deployable. What is it? Deployable? What was your?
Oh yeah. Deployable or I don't know, not incarcerated, but, but somehow.
I think it was in jail, deployable. Or
some way that they were not as accessible.
Over 8 hours away, detained or deployable.
Detained. So there, I'm not even going to go down that road. But yeah, just something. So it's just not so easy to just pop in.
Yeah.
And you've seen, we talked about this before, the trend a few years back, and I think it's still around, where they're building some houses, more than a few, especially the fancy pants houses, will have two master suites. Mm-hmm. And we know friends of ours that have considered that. As a matter of fact, a couple of people that have been together, they've talked about the kind of house that they're going to have, and they're both kind of in agreement on. I think we need to have our own separate, like master suite, and then we can share the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or we can just share the living area, and we each have our own kitchen because one is very neat. And the other one is like, she likes to cook. She's got stuff out all over the place and he's a real minimalist. Right. So both can have their own, their own thing.
I mean, whatever.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either. I mean, I know Beth would retweet that in a heartbeat. I mean, it's not that's appalling. You need to sleep in the same, it's going to be in the same bedroom, whatever. It's like, you don't necessarily have to.
I think that, you know, it's just like they say, just because that's how it's been done doesn't mean that was right. Maybe that's just like that story about the roast and cutting off the end of the roast. It's like, that's what we could afford. That's what we could do. And so nobody could afford two master suites. Most people couldn't afford two full kitchens. So they have one, but everybody had to accommodate and make concessions to make that household work. Mm-hmm. But if you can afford it, I would say do it.
Right. And if Nick Cannon wants to have if his dream is to have a huge family and everybody he's dated or whatever, only was like one kid, two kids, whatever, then this is what he wants to do. And he's definitely not not a deadbeat dad.
No, he is not. He's apparently taking care of everybody. I wanted to see here real quick if it's got. Where is this guy? There's his kids. Okay. So his kids, he's got Mariah, Brittany, Abby, Alyssa, Bree, Lanisha, Brittany. And is that the same Brittany? Oh yeah. Brittany has three. And then Abby. So he's got six or seven mommies. That's most guys, you know, a lot of guys couldn't handle that. Six or seven.
I don't know.
Six or seven women that are making demands.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of rich people are just, I'm not saying that rich people are weird. Rich people, because I think they, and that's a very general statement, but rich people I think they get bored easy and they just like their mind starts wandering and like the simple things don't
just gotta fulfill them.
Yeah. Yeah. They just gotta flip the script a little bit and mess it up. We had Hollywood Raw had Aisha Scott on, who is on Below Deck Down Under. Mm-hmm. She's hilarious. If you've ever watched that show, you know exactly who she is. She's hilarious. But they asked her about like things that she's experienced while on charter. And she's like, you know what? Rich people are super weird. And so she gave some examples. And one of my, I can't even say, it's disgusting. And the second one that I can say is still super disgusting, but just to show you how weird, like this rich Russian guy rented their boat for a month and he had a service that found 4 prostitutes for him. And one per week, different one each week. But the difference, they all shared one thing in common, and that was that he liked Aunt Flo.
Oh my God.
Yes. So there was a service out there that got him those high end prostitutes that were sinking in the moon at the right times. So they'd get him there for a week, bum up, week, boop, and the other example, you thought that was gross. The other example is a lot worse.
Oh my God.
And she's like, yeah, rich people are weird.
See, that's
when you have all the money to do anything, any whim you want, you have all the money. Of course you're going to end up being weird.
No, that's where the, just because you can doesn't mean you should. That's where moral fortitude and a little, should I do that? Just a little second thought. That doesn't sound like, would I want that printed in the paper? Probably not.
No. No, I don't think so.
But whatever.
So what Nick Cannon's doing is not like that. That's not weird.
That's
Nick,
where
it's just eccentric.
That's how Epstein Island got to be.
Yeah.
Yes. That is exactly how Epstein Island succeeded in doing what it did.
For sure.
You talk about sick, but because they thought they could get away with it. That's why. And they were, you know, that's the crazy part. That's what's crazy. But yeah, there's like that sense of right and wrong. You just feel like it's, you're above it.
Yeah.
Right. Is that it? You don't think you can get caught?
Yeah.
I don't know. But give Nick Cannon credit. Not only is he loud and proud about it, his wiki page has a list of all the kids. And I'm just looking through the names and they're all of them have like adjectives as part of their name. Not all of them. But beautiful, legendary, golden, powerful. You know, it's like you've got all these names that start like that. And it's like that. Nobody else in class is going to have the same name.
No, so those kids are either going to grow up and be extremely confident or total dicks.
Well, hopefully they're going to be as entertaining as he is.
And he has one named Mariah. Did he name one Mariah after he's with Mariah?
No. He had, actually, let me go back here real quick. He had, so you got Moroccan and Monroe, and those were with Mariah.
Okay.
And then Golden Sagan, I think it is, Powerful Queen, that's with Brittany, and then Rise Messiah is with Brittany. Abby has Zion. Oh, remember that Zion Mixolydian, and then Zillionaire,
mm-hmm.
and then she just had this one. The whatever, and then Legendary Love, Onyx Ice, Rise Messiah, Beautiful Zeppelin. There we go. So that's all of them. Zen Cannon. There's another Zen, and Zen's the one that passed away.
Okay.
That as 5 months old had brain cancer.
Yeah.
That just happened last year. So, and baby 12's on the way.
Man.
So, well,
way to go, Nick.
Didn't expect this to be the Nick Cannon show, but
no. Well, it is. It is Hot Fever Mouth. So it's like anything goes on Hot Fever Mouth.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So, and I apologize for that because I know it's hard to listen to somebody whose voice sounds like crap. So my apologies. I've tried. Whatever. Anywho, oh my God. So Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, all of that's just around the corner. And we were talking about it the last couple of weeks, but boy, if you're thinking about a way to try and save some money, you know that our friends at Centris Federal Credit Union would love to be there for you. They've been with us all year long and they're trying to find some great ways for you to maybe help save some money, find a way to make a plan for 2023. Maybe you're planning on a vacation. Maybe you want to put some money away for the kids, or you're just trying to stuff away some extra holiday dough. It's insured NCUA.
Great tools for saving on their website. centrisfcu.org or 402-334-7000. Have a great Thursday, great 17th of November. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast.
Podcast, a Huda Media production.